Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sundown Towns, A Hidden Dimension of American Racism by James W. Lowen is a historical and sociological study of racial exclusion in the United States. Rather than focusing only on the legal segregation of the South, the book investigates towns across the country where Black residents and often other minorities were barred from living, visiting, or remaining after dark. Lowen shows that these places were not isolated anomalies, but part of a broad and enduring pattern that shaped settlement, housing, and local power. Using census data, oral histories, archival evidence, and careful definition of what counts as a sundown town, he reconstructs a hidden geography of racism that many Americans have never been taught. The book challenges the comforting idea that racial injustice was confined to slavery or the Jim Crow South, and argues that exclusion was also built into many Northern, Western, and Midwestern communities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how sundown towns enforced racial exclusion beyond the Jim Crow South. Lowen's central contribution is to show that racial exclusion was not limited to formal segregation laws or the Deep South. Sundown towns were places that maintained themselves as almost entirely white through warnings, intimidation, violence, or local custom, often making it clear that non-white people were not welcome after dark. This kind of exclusion could be explicit, as with signs or threats, or implicit, as with policing practices and community pressure. By tracing these towns across many regions, the book overturns the assumption that racial violence and exclusion were exceptional or geographically contained. The important insight is that racism operated not only through national institutions, but also through local social rules that shaped who could safely belong in a community. That wider pattern helps explain why the racial map of the United States developed so unevenly, and why many communities remained overwhelmingly white long after the end of formal segregation. Secondly, research methods built to recover a history that was intentionally hidden. The book stands out for its method as much as for its argument. Because many sundown towns left few overt records, Lowen had to reconstruct their history from indirect evidence. He combined census patterns, oral testimony, local histories, newspaper references, and archival records to identify places that likely excluded non-white residents. This triangulation matters because the subject itself was often concealed exclusion, was frequently enforced through unspoken consensus rather than written ordinance. Lowen therefore explains why simple documentary proof is often unavailable and why historians must read patterns of demographic change alongside local memory and public behavior. His approach is a model of historical recovery, four topics that dominant communities prefer not to document. It also invites readers to think critically about what counts as evidence in social history. Instead of treating the absence of records as proof that exclusion did not exist, the book shows how silence can itself be a sign of a system designed to hide its own operation. Thirdly, why residential exclusion reshaped American communities and opportunity. A major theme of the book is that sundown towns were not just expressions of prejudice. They helped structure American life. By excluding Black families and other minorities from residence, these towns limited access to housing, schools, jobs, public spaces, and political belonging. The effect was cumulative exclusion in one town pushed people into other locations, helping create segregated residential patterns across entire regions. Lowen's analysis shows that housing discrimination cannot be understood only through formal redlining or urban policy. Local hostility and town-level exclusion also redirected migration and concentrated opportunity in white hands. This matters because community composition affects much more than who lives where. It influences tax bases, school quality, policing, voting power, and the social networks that determine access to advancement. The book therefore links local racial practices to long-term inequality. Sundown towns were one of the mechanisms by which white communities protected property values and social privilege while imposing costs on excluded groups, making racial inequality both spatial and durable. Fourthly, the book's challenge to national memory and the myth of automatic progress. Lowen is also concerned with how Americans remember race relations. He argues that popular history often presents the nation as steadily improving, with racism treated as a Southern problem that gradually disappeared after Reconstruction or the Civil Rights Movement. Sundown Towns disputes that narrative by showing that racial exclusion expanded in the 20th century and persisted well into modern times. This challenge to national memory is important because public myths shape what people think is normal, possible, or already resolved. If exclusion is imagined as a long-finished chapter, then contemporary segregation appears accidental rather than historical. Lowen's work forces readers to recognize that many communities benefited from exclusion, and that the legacy of those choices remains visible in demographics, institutions, and local culture. The book therefore functions as a corrective to sanitized civic memory. It asks readers to see American race relations as uneven, contested, and often worsening in specific places, even while national rhetoric celebrated progress. Lastly, contemporary relevance, lingering segregation, and second-generation effects. Although the book is historical, it is also a study of present consequences. Lowen shows that while many sundown towns have become more diverse, their legacy continues in patterns of segregation, political inequality, and public distrust. Some former sundown towns still remain overwhelmingly white or have only partial integration, and others display what he calls second-generation effects, where the racial makeup of the population has changed, but power structures have not. In such places, disparities may appear in policing, representation, school access, or civic inclusion rather than in simple population counts. This makes the book useful for understanding why formal legal equality does not automatically produce genuine belonging. It also connects local history to broader debates about structural racism and community accountability. The contemporary value of the book lies in showing that hidden histories are not merely academic. They continue to shape who feels safe, who has influence, and whose presence is seen as normal in many American towns today. In conclusion, Sundown Towns is best suited for readers interested in American history, race relations, sociology, urban studies, and education. Scholars will value its historical reconstruction, while general readers will find a clear explanation of a major but neglected form of racial exclusion. Teachers and students can use it to complicate simplified narratives about civil rights and regional racism. And policymakers or community advocates can use it to understand how local history still shapes present inequality. What distinguishes the book from other works on racism is its geographic focus and its insistence that exclusion was deeply local, not just legal or national. Lowen does not merely describe prejudice in the abstract. He maps how towns themselves became mechanisms of racial control. That makes the book especially valuable as both an argument and a reference work. It broadens the history of American racism beyond familiar landmarks and reveals how much of the country was organized through exclusion that many communities still prefer not to acknowledge. If you would like to support James W. Lowen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.